This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Friday, April 5th. Well, grain markets yesterday were fairly quiet. Wheat just chopped around in a mixed type of fashion. KC down 3, Minneapolis up 6, Chicago was unchanged. Corn was up 3, soybeans were down 2. We see that the stock market was under another day of heavy selling pressure on fears about increased conflict in the Middle East, crude oil moving higher. So those issues, while they're negative for financial markets, at least the stock market, they are relatively supportive for the grain space. We've also got more chatter about the Russian government trying to take over some of the grain companies. That was an issue last week, as they did not issue some phytosanitary certificates for the RIF grain company. This week, it's the Aston grain company that they're doing the same thing. Supposedly, they're getting a lot of complaints from buyers about the quality of the wheat being delivered. So that's the reason the Russian government is stalling on these certificates. Now, from what we hear, there's two vessels that have been loaded ready to ship to Egypt that have been stalled waiting for these certificates. As of this morning, it was announced that those certificates had indeed been issued. So those vessels should be on their way. So that was the stalling of the certificates was positive to the wheat market overnight. Chicago was up about 15, Kansas City up around 8, Minneapolis up around 6. But with those certificates apparently being issued, we'll have to see if we get any follow-through buying or if those gains can hold through the day session. Got the World Health Organization reporting an outbreak of the bird flu in the Philippines in a poultry flock there. So here we go with the bird migrations going on. We're going to see more and more of these outbreaks being reported. Taking a look at weather, the drought monitor yesterday showing that we've still got a fair amount of the U.S. in some sort of drought situation, primarily the western and northern Midwest and stretching into the northern plains. For corn, they are reporting that 24% of the corn, the major corn-producing region, is in a drought status, which is up 1, actually, from the previous week, but it's down 5 from last year. Now, we've had this major rain event and snow event come through the northern plains in northern Midwest over the last week. So I would imagine all that moisture is going to start affecting the drought monitor's maps here probably by next week. For soybeans, they are reporting that 22% of the major bean area is in a drought status, which is also up 1 from last week and up 2 from a year ago. For winter wheat, 18% is in a drought status. That's up 1 on the week, down 30 from a year ago. Spring wheat at 25% in drought status, that's unchanged from last week, but it's down 9 from last year. And durum at 23% in a drought status, that's also unchanged from last week, but it's down 12 from last year. So you can see the northern plains is in a much better position than they were a year ago, as are the central and southern plains. So the wheat crop at this point looks like, you know, it's pretty healthy. It's got moisture available to it. We're just getting rolling in the central plains. The southern plains have been moving along quite a bit. They're already well into the heading stage in southern Texas. As you move north, we'll see those crops really start to green up, especially in the central plains, and then quite soon here across the northern plains as well. France is reporting that 65% of their wheat is in good to excellent condition. That is down 1 from last week. Ukraine reporting that all of their regions have started spring planting. They're focusing so far on barley, peas, and oats. They are also reporting that year-to-date, their all-grain exports sit at 36.0 million tons, which is down 2.5 million from a year ago. Yesterday, we had the export sales report out for wheat, 278,000 tons. That was toward the low end of the range of expectations, which was a huge range, anywhere from a minus 25,000 to a plus 700,000. But China was the lead buyer of 74,000 tons of wheat, but 65,000 of that was switched from unknown. In new crops, South Korea bought 82,000, the Philippines bought 63,000. For corn, we sold 959,000 tons. That was toward the low end of the range of estimates. Japan took 340, Mexico 216, Colombia took 150. In soybeans, 194,000 tons. That was just below the low end of the range of estimates. China took 154,000, Egypt 97,000, and the Netherlands took 57,000. And some of that was switched from unknown. So moving forward, this wheat market is just back and forth, back and forth. You get a big day up and it completely falls apart the next day, and it's just vice versa. I think the market is forming a broad base here. I don't see the market really falling apart yet this early in the growing season. We don't see any weather threats. The major threat, of course, now has become the Russian government stalling their exports. But I don't see that that is their ultimate intention. They may want to take over these grain companies. So, okay, that's not unusual for the Russian government to want to take over private industry, but they will want to move as much grain as possible. The estimate was that they were going to move or export about 10 million tons of wheat between April and June, the last quarter of their marketing year. That's still a lot of wheat to move for them. They're not going to want to slow that down. Quality is a concern. And we don't really know if it's a matter of just the grain companies being lazy. Are they at the bottom of the bins? Can they clean it up? That we really don't know. But the Russian government's going to do what they can to keep that grain moving. And so I don't see there being a sudden drop of exports coming out of Russia. It's either going to be that they clean it up, or if they can't clean it up, it's going to come out as feed grain, which, you know, switches from pressure on the wheat market to pressure on the corn market. And it becomes bullish for the wheat market. But we'll just have to wait and see how this all shakes out. The rest of the grains, I think, are also forming a base. You know, we're just getting into the growing season. It's really hard to continue to press these markets when you're in the early stages. You haven't even really started the major planting season yet. You're still going to want to protect acres or buy acres if you're corn and, prepare for some weather event. We've got El Nino fading, La Nina looking like it's starting to come into play. And if that's in full force by summer, that's going to affect the Midwest most likely. So there's plenty of fireworks ahead of us over these next few months. And so I just don't think the grain space is going to be that negative. I think you're going to, if nothing else, just base sideways and form a big basing pattern from which we can launch higher if we run into any kind of weather problems. And real quick, we got the jobs report this morning. We had non-farm payrolls up 303,000. That was way above the trade estimate of 200,000. The February payroll was revised down about 5,000 from 275 to 270,000. Private sector jobs increased 232,000 last month. Government sector was up 71,000. The average hourly earnings at $34.69 an hour. That was up 12 cents over last month. And it's up 4.1 cents over last year and up 0.3% over last month. The March unemployment rate was steady at 3.8%. So I think, other than the actual number of jobs being well above trade estimates, everything else was not too much of a surprise. So the economy appears to keep chugging along. We keep adding jobs, pretty big numbers on these job increases, which shores up the economy overall, which shores up your stock market, which I think just shores up the commodity space in general. So that's a good solid number for us today as far as the jobs report. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.